Register and Account Podcast episode number 1597. Today is the 3rd of October 2022, and I'm your host, Franklin. Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it with today's topic, how to learn to achieve mastery just 15 minutes a day.
A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode.
Podbot.ai. Okay, let's get to it.
A collection of the best tools in dance worldwide. It ensures everyone, from the total novice who only has a few minutes to spend each day, to the experienced, energetic dance pro, has something new and exciting to learn each and every day. We have put together a list of a range of new activities that you can try in just 15 minutes, so that you can learn something new each day, sharpen your mind, and expand your skill set. You can devote only 15 minutes of your time each day to learning, exploring new activities, and reaping all of the benefits that come with them. Each day, you are building upon what you learned the previous day, until you have reached a mastery level. Of course, reaching a high-level mastery of a skill requires serious time commitment, which cannot be accomplished during off hours. Yet, somehow, the 10,000-hour rule has become a guideline not only for skill mastery, but for learning new skills. Committing to 15 minutes of learning every day adds up to more than 90 hours of learning in 1 year. Approximately 15 minutes per day is strikingly short when compared with the lengths that college students are expected to spend studying languages every evening. This is because the core tenet of the Babbel language learning approach is that individuals should dedicate approximately 15 minutes each day to studying a new language, get introduced to the new language, and see just how easy it is to get fluent using Babbel. In this way, Babbel helps you to learn a language, and more importantly, actually speak it. With everyday practice, you will be speaking your new language soon. If you are new, you may want to record yourself and explain to others what you're learning. If you are learning new business software or skills, ask the supervisor if you can give your team a presentation on the topic. One of the most amazing ways to learn a new skill is by teaching it to others. Learning new skills makes you a better person, which makes finding things that you enjoy doing easier. Once you master a skill or area, it is a lot easier to transition into your next because you have developed brain muscles and skills that will make it easier for you to structure your learning and retain information more effectively. It is better to master one skill at a time, instead of trying to multitask and master all of them at the same time. By paying careful attention to how you structure practice time, by incorporating feedback loops, deliberate practice, and the aspects of coaching into your learning methods, you can be extremely proficient in most skills in much less time than you would otherwise expect. Once we understand how our brains and bodies learn, we can build much more effective training regimens. This type of learning can be applied to any skill, whether that is writing, speaking a different language, or even sports. To get the benefits from studying, you must also apply this learning to your work. If you structure your learning, apply a strong dose of discipline, and re-establish the capacity of your brain to concentrate, you can accomplish some really big things. To eventually reach mastery, you are going to have to learn to manage distractions, to get into flow, to embrace hard work, and recognize that deliberate practice, rather than hours spent at the computer or reading, is what will determine how quickly you will achieve mastery. Whether you are trying to learn a new topic, acquire a new skill, or simply improve on the ones you already have, the right study techniques will provide the structure needed to reach mastery. To strengthen skills, using certain techniques can help you learn more quickly. The next time you sit down to practice a new skill, get outside your comfort zone and push yourself. It is easy to become overexcited and want to master a lot of skills all at once. Even just 15 minutes of concentrated practice each day will bring results. Because most families can find little pockets of time in their busy days, and only 15 minutes of focused training is plenty of time to really make a difference. Parents are motivated to find time and opportunities to squeeze in a short, focused training session, or make training a part of their routine. One of Erickson's early papers on deliberate practice suggested elite performers spent 10,000 hours, or about 10 years, practicing this focused manner before reaching the pinnacle of their field. Another study of Anders Erickson looked at skills which could be learned within 1 minute,
which is less than a minute per day, which is estimated as being required to achieve the highest levels of expert performance, using highly specific, deliberate practices. By devoting less than 1 hour per day over the course of 1 month, you could learn most skills just well enough to feel competent. With only 15 minutes per day, this does not seem like a lot initially, but the cumulative impact on your knowledge, skills, and behavior over time will be substantial. If you devote 15 minutes every day to learning a new language and practice regularly on the things that you learn, you will be on the right track. While spending the full 15 minutes in lessons and taking the time to review things should be a focus of learning a language, the key to fluency in another language is practicing every day. You do not want to spend your valuable time and energy studying things that you do not actually need to know. Do not spend all of your time learning the lingo and theories. Jump right in to learn SEO by trial and error. If you keep your writing focused on trying to explain the concept as best as possible to as wide an audience as possible, you will be helping develop your understanding of this skill, and learning to explain a complicated subject matter to a wider audience. The simple act of sharing your new knowledge and insights will help make them stick, making the benefits of learning more of a life-changing experience. According to brain surgeon and best-selling author Josh Kaufman, every new skill can be learned in 20 hours or less. It seems only after reaching 10,000 hours of practice, that is roughly 90 minutes per day over a period of 20 years, can someone be a superior performer.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Franklin, and this was episode 1597 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See ya next time.